We're here with Coach Lee Land of the Chapel Hill High School Tigers. Coach, we appreciate your time as always. And back here for WCHL Game of the Week number 2. Last week actually met with a little bit more than our expectations. A great night for baseball. The fans were super and came away with a big win. How did you feel things went?
I thought it was a big win for us. Again, we struggled out of the gate in conference play, and it was kind of a must-win, even though you're early in the season, but kind of to right the ship and get it going the right direction. And we had Friday night rained out, so we've had about a week without playing, so we're excited to get back on the field and get after it again.
You had to feel great about Jake Smith.
Jake was big. We needed a big performance on the mound, and he certainly gave it to us. Baseball's funny that way. The pitcher can set the tone early. You've got a chance, and Jake did that. He gave us a chance early, and our offense was able to come alive.
Coach, the second key game against Orange, I know it was rained out last Friday night. Do you have any idea when that's going to be made up? And I'm sure it's going to have to be, correct?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to make it up. We've talked. We've got our ADs going back and forth trying to figure out when that'll be. But we've got conference and non-conference games. When you get to this point in the season, you're allowed 3 games a week, a fourth if you play on a Saturday. So that might be an option we have to look at. But we're trying to figure it out, and sooner than later, I'm sure we'll get back on the diamond.
Coach, for our fans, we're recording this interview on Tuesday prior to our Wednesday broadcast to set up this next question. Needless to say, you got a really big week this week, playing Northern Vance this afternoon, which is on Tuesday afternoon, then right back Wednesday and Thursday. Filling in with that non-conference game, I know that's going to tax your pitching a little. How was your depth at that, and you feel like you're going to be able to handle it okay?
I mean, I think so. I think we are deep on the mound, but this will be our first true 3-game week. So we will have to get deeper into our bullpen and our starting rotation. So guys that haven't pitched in a while will pitch this week. And they've been doing their work and staying ready with bullpens. But as we know, it's different when you get on the mound with a hitter in the box. So I believe that they'll be up to the challenge, but we're going to find out.
This being Tuesday, is Jake Smith starting tonight?
Jake will have the ball tonight, yes.
Coach, Kevin Ladd, a former assistant at South Granville High School, now Skipper's Carborough, and I know you've got a little bit of history with him. He's very appreciative of you. I know you actually assisted him in getting his current job. What do you know about Coach Ladd does, and what do you expect to see this evening?
I know Coach Ladd brings a lot of enthusiasm and energy to the ballpark.
He does that.
I believe that his kids, as they're getting familiar, he got in there late, I think, around January, and the season starting in February. But they're going to build off of that, and he's certainly going to get the most out of them, and I believe they'll bring that same energy to the ballpark. And this is kind of a little of a rivalry game, being that we're so close and kids went to middle schools together, now playing at different high schools. So I expect it to be a lot of energy in this game tonight. It should be exciting.
Well, Coach, we're thrilled to death to be back here. Good luck in your game this evening against Northern Vance, and we will see you back here tomorrow night.
All right, I appreciate it.
That was Coach Lee Land of Chapel Hill High School. We'll be back in a moment to talk to the skipper of the Carborough Jaguars, Kevin Ladd.